VentureCast.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's a great pleasure that we have the opportunity of doing the free psychic reading call-in show today. It's been a while since we've had one of these. And I'm going to have Kelly Jo Monahan on the show next week as well. Today we have a new psychic coming on the show, someone who I've known for quite some time, who's read for me personally, and who I think is going to really enjoy working with us on our calls today. And that's Psychic Andy. And a little background on Psychic Andy. He's a master psychic, expert numerologist, tarot reader, astrologer, and an instructor who has provided readings to clients for over 30 years. Our guest specializes in a variety of intuitively guided tarot systems, including Lenormand and Rider-Waite. He's well-versed within the disciplines of Western astrology and Eastern Vedic and Indian astrological systems, as well as Western esotericism. Andy discovered his gifts as a teenager while learning that these gifts were inherited and practiced by many members of his family over the years. He truly enjoys providing insight for his clients, and I'm just so excited to have him on the show. And so without further delay, I am going to bring Andy on right now. Andy, welcome to the show.
How have you been?
Good, sir. I'm excited to have you on today, and it's an honor to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here, and I recall reaching out to you originally for a reading, seeing your photo, thinking this guy knows what he's talking about. He has it with his soul, and hopefully what I provided was on par too.
I'll say this: I'm not going to hide the secret of the fact that I like to have my own readings with other fellow spiritual practitioners, as we are. And
right.
You have I really like the information that you've given me. I feel very comfortable about having you on the show, and this is something I want to do for my show. I want to expand my platform and allow other psychics that I know who are reputable and have their own gifts and align with myself to come on the show. Like Kelly Jo Monahan and I have done like 40 episodes together over the years, and she's like a family member to me, you know? And so I'm just really happy that we're going to be able to do this. And the format, as I told you, is one question per caller. We do have a bunch of callers that have called in. So I am actually going to have a start right now. And the way we'll do it is anytime someone asks a question, you could go first if you want, just let me know, or I can go first, either one of us, and we can switch it up. And it's just going to be an opportunity for us to interact with our audience and give them some guidance.
Sounds good. I'm definitely up for that.
Perfect. We're going to start with our first guest right now. Hi, 813. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling
from?
Hi,
how are you?
If you could state your name. Good. May I ask your name, please?
Yes, Christy calling from Florida.
Hey, I welcome you to the show. Do you have a question for Psychic Andy or myself?
Yes. I just wanted to see if you guys pick up anything in regards to, you know, like the love life or anything in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it's your show, I'll defer to you and take that if you like.
No worries. Yeah, absolutely. Christy, a couple things I see coming up. You're going to have a really exciting summer for yourself. There's things that are going to be coming into the picture about 3 to 4 weeks from now that you're going to notice going in. It's going to lead. It's kind of like leading you into July and August. And I'm talking about your love life. I feel like there's going to be things that come up for you as new opportunities. And some of those opportunities might be right under your nose and you don't realize it. But then there's other people coming in. I feel like you're going to have the word I want to use, like if your dance card was full way back in the day when our grandparents had dances or our parents, they used to have dance cards and that'd be people who'd want to take them dancing. The analogy I'm getting from my spirit guides is to tell you that your dance card is going to be full this summer and you're going to come across someone that you're going to really feel comfortable with by the fall. That's what I'm picking up right now.
Okay.
Let's see, Chris. Go ahead, Christy, as you were saying.
Oh, no, I was just listening to Jason.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. The way that I sometimes read is I like to use my intuition but combine it with numerology and one of a number of decks that I have. Could I ask what your date of birth is?
Yes, 7/23/1983.
7/23/83, right inside the Cancer. So that'd be, 7/5/12/3/4/8/12/3/3/6. You're a 6 life path reduced. And 7/23/3/6/9. You're in a 9 cycle. And the cycles in life I've found with the school of numerology that I was trained in, the Greek or Pythagorean school, you're ending a cycle this year, which is fortuitous. It's supposed to be the payoff year of the other 8 years. And so it should open up opportunity for you. Let's see, what will Christy's love life or romantic life be like this year? Heart, her heart's desire, love, train, doubt, or don't doubt, don't argue within yourself, flame. This is a really nice layout, though the bride and groom, which can, of course, be bride-bride or groom-groom, isn't here. This is a very nice layout. The heart is present and the flame is present. Whenever I see the heart, it's indicative of one receiving one's heart's desire. And that could pertain to finding a missing watch, though in this instant, it shows love that's moving toward you because it's next to the train. It says not to doubt and not to overthink it. Don't argue within yourself about it. The flame. While that can be passion in this layout, it means that you get your most passionate desire. So, and a time frame is within the 5. Of course, May has passed, so the 5th month isn't here, but within 5 months, I would say, is a nice time frame for someone new to come in. And you have a lot to look forward to in that department, for sure.
Well, thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Christy. Appreciate your support of the show, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks. You guys have a wonderful night.
You too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You too.
Andy, could that flame also relate to like a twin flame or soulmate connection?
It totally
when
could.
When the card comes
within
up like
deck,
that? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. The flame represents that, and whenever the flame is next to spirit, that can also represent that, the twin flame.
Excellent. All right, so we have another caller. Let's see. We have a 805 phone number. Hi, 805.
Oh,
welcome
you.
To the show. This is Jason Zook.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Hi,
what's
Jason.
Your name?
Yeah, this is Donna in California, and I wanted to know about finances getting better through a windfall or chance of luck or inheritance, anything like that, because I'm on a fixed income, and I kind of depend on that kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
Andy,
let's
do I go first? You want me to go?
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah, I'll take this one. Again, would you mind giving your date of birth if I would ask for that?
Sure, it's 4/22/54.
4/22/54, right there at Taurus and Aquarius and Aries. Wow, 54. Let's see, 5/4/9/1/10/1. 5/5/10/1. Wow, you're a 1 life path, born in a 4-day. And 5/4/9/6/15/6, you're in a cycle of 6. Interestingly, whenever people transit through the sixth year, six has to do with anything that's contractual. It's a cycle that's often linked to marriage and family more than anything. But it's definitely an interesting year to go through, a good year. Let's see. Let me ask. Does she have anything to look forward this year? What's coming up financially or even legally? New beginning, spirit, comfort, star, anchor. Though the card of legalities, which is the swords in this deck, isn't present, this says that you're having, you'll definitely experience new beginnings this year with the thing that you ask about moving forward. And the eight is here. That puts an emphasis on August. And surrounding that, or next to that, is the card of comfort, nourishment, and fulfillment. I call it comfort for short. And then the star, that's the highest card of the deck, moving toward you. So it says you're successfully moving forward, and you'll reap the benefit of the thing that you ask about. And I don't usually edge into legal matters, though if the legal card appears, I'll definitely broach it and mention its symbolism. But I think you're going to do fine going forward financially this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
totally. I have a
Andy.
You know, as you were doing that, I love the way you lay out those cards and you do numerology. It's totally different than what I do for my approach, right? I just read energy and pick up things. But Donna, I was writing down stuff for you, and in terms of finances, I write stuff on a notepad, and I was writing two sources of income coming to you, that you're going to have a resolution of a pending dispute, and that you're going to receive an unexpected source of income or money around August to September. So to me, it coincides that your finances improve as the summer goes into the fall, and that you're going to have something that's been causing you a lot of stress to be resolved. So it could be a dispute between parties, could be a relationship that was toxic that gets resolved, or I just see you getting clarity. So whatever, you know, in terms of what's ahead for finances at least, I see their resolution of stuff. I see more money coming in, two different sources of income, but the first is going to be noticeable, I believe, August to September. It could be sooner, by the way. And then the other thing I would say to you is that you're going to be more satisfied with finances going into the end of the year than you had, you know, for quite some time. So I feel like the money improves enough for you to feel pretty happy about things.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I've been looking after a blind man for quite a few years, and he's in hospice right now. So he's going to pass very soon. Brother said that he was going to leave me a bonus. I don't know how much that is.
A money.
But, you know, they're quite they're quite well to do.
They're wealthy, and I think that bonus might be a nice bonus. Which means five nights would probably mean there's a good amount of appreciation for what you did. Yeah. So or do for him.
Definitely.
And my hairs on my arms stood up when I was just saying that. So for me, that reflects that you're gonna be pretty satisfied about things going forward. And love life for you, I feel like that's going to be something that kind of falls into place gradually over time. You're likely going to meet somebody who's going to, like, start off slow with you. Either they travel and then they come back around when they see you with their schedule being busy. But then there's going to be a change in the schedule and they'll be around more. And I feel like you'll get to know this person more. I feel like that's towards, like, the later part of the year, November, because I feel like it's going into the fall. And, you know, I feel like Thanksgiving's in the air. So.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even know that I don't have a partner. So this is great. You've really – you know, tuned into that, Jason.
I'm just reading
Thank
your energy.
You.
That's just a bonus point. As I was looking at everything else, this is a bonus point I got there. So I just wanted to throw it in for you. Yeah. And you know what, too? Here's a point of advice, because trust me, I fall prey to this, too. We've all been through a pretty traumatic 2 years. And so the more we can look forward on things and not be, you know, consumed by what happened before, I feel like you're going to really, my spirit guides are telling me you're going to be really happy about things within yourself.
Oh, good. Oh, this is wonderful. Wow.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, both of you.
Keep us posted. Thank you for supporting the show.
No, you're quite
Appreciate
welcome.
You.
I will.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. I love feeling information for callers and then, you know, receiving feedback later. I have that happen pretty frequently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's one of the when people ask us, like, what's like, I was on a podcast the other day and someone asked me, what do you like the most about being psychic or intuitive? And I was like, there's never a dull second. nonetheless moment. Like, we always have something that we could, you know, and you're always going to have an icebreaker for people you meet.
And no two people are the same, like a fingerprint, you know?
Exactly. I mean, just hearing our two different styles of reading on the air right now, to me, shows how we can go about things from different points of view and arrive at similar information. And you said August. I was like,
yes,
wow, cool.
Definitely.
All right. All right. 775. Let's see. Hi, 775. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Where are you calling from? Your name? And if you have a question for Psychic Andy and myself.
Hello to both of you. My name is Wendy from California. And my date of birth is July 6th. Hi, 7/6/1951, and I have met some very nice recruitment agencies. I'm working with James and also Nia and Allie most recently. Will I be successful in finding a remote work from home job in customer service, or would I have to go into a building, and how quickly would I find work, and will I be able to keep the job for at least a few years?
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Andy, or do you want to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Wendy, a couple things. As you were asking your question, I pick up energy off the vibration of your voice, basically. And a couple things I'll tell you about job opportunity. While you were asking if you're going to have a job remote or if you'll be in the office, the answer I got was the word hybrid model. So I feel like you may have to go in for in-person meetings on occasion, but I feel like there's going to be a remote access to it that you're going to like more than other positions you've applied for in the past. I also feel like the people you mentioned that you're working with, there's somebody that's going to lead you to an opportunity or introduce you to somebody who's going to lead you to an opportunity. It's like a breadcrumb leading to another breadcrumb. If you think Pac-Man, the game, they chew the little dots. That's what I got as an image in reference to your obtaining a job. And also networking for yourself. I feel like you've been networking already, but that's going to increase for you, and that's going to lead you to be stable with your career because you're going to be coming across different people that are going to introduce you to other people, and I feel like you're going to wind up being really satisfied in this new job endeavor you're going to be doing. And I feel like that's going to likely be sometime in the coming weeks. We're already in June, and the summer months for me I keep feeling like are going to be improved. So for a lot of things that are happening right now. So I feel like your momentum's upswinging right now.
Well, that sounds very exciting. So sometime in maybe July or so?
Going forward from now, I feel that if you're very assertive in your job searches and networking and following up and all those kind of things, it's like the early bird gets the worm, right? Or the person that's active, it hits the, you know, you got to be able to be hands-on with it, and I feel like the more hands-on you are in the coming weeks, it'll increase your opportunity of what I'm picking up on, the breadcrumb leading to the next opportunity for you. So short answer, yes, the coming week. Like the next 3 to 4 weeks, I feel like you're going to start noticing improvements in your job search situation, landing you into something over the summer.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy? I'll go ahead and just pull cards on this and see what it shows. Will Wendy find the remote job that she's looking for? See what it says. Hand of business, mail, keys, opportunities, new directions, and that's a group card. That's multiple opportunities, and then new beginnings, historic, like the birth something out of the group. So the fourth card is a networking card, and that could be through a group or within a public atmosphere. And it's next to the keys being given to you, and that's saddled next to the mail. There's a guy who will be influential in helping you, and the keys, that's the number 4. To me, that means 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months from now. Month of 4 is already come and gone, so within 4 weeks, you should be on the right track toward finding something that's remote that you'd like. And I'd also say this, I feel that you're empathic. I feel that you have... you feel energy off people emotionally, and your emotions in life are more intense than maybe other people's. You feel deeply, like you're a very kind-hearted soul. That doesn't mean that if you're pushed, you won't push back. You could go from, I'd say, angel to devil if you have to, but you're a very kind soul, and you're going to get what you want out of the job situation for sure.
Well, that's wonderful, and you're right on track because I am so unusually find that people have difficulty believing in the authenticity. And I am a humanitarian, and I am very good in customer service because I feel an obligation to the caller. Was there another ID number, whatever their concern is, I feel obligated to do my very best for them.
Yeah, you're very sensitive. I would even say at times you, when you sleep, you dream things that are futuristic. You have prophetic dreams.
Yes, I do. And I have found that I'm becoming more almost clairvoyant is the word I want to use lately. Mm-hmm. And it's very ironic because about 4 weeks ago, I woke up, and I usually don't remember my dreams, but there was a short woman who was staring down at me, and she was Hispanic. And I woke up, and I couldn't make sense of it. It was so real. And then recently, I've been told that I need cataract surgery, and my primary care doctor recommended a lady who has a Hispanic last name. Her first name is Bonnie, and she apparently is quite the expert and very kind. So I don't know if that's tied into it. I've been so upset about having cataract surgery, but I'm assured that it's a very simple procedure, and the outlook is really fabulous.
It's going to help you, actually. It's going to help you. I will say that. The other thing I'll say, yeah, your procedure is going to help you. As you were saying that, the spirit guides are telling me to tell you, you get the procedure, you'll be fine. Make sure you work with the doctors and all that, but you'll be able to, once it's ready, you'll have it done. And the other thing I wanted to say while you were talking to Andy, someone from the bank sector, like someone who works at a bank or is high up with a financial institution, is going to be somebody who introduces you that in your job search or networking. There's going to be someone influential that has a background in banking. So pay attention to that. If there's anyone who went from a bank, now they're at your company.
And, well, quite frankly, I've been working in the medical insurance field, and I'm so tuned in to people. It wears me out. I exhaust myself with trying to help people. So that would probably be a refreshing thing to be in banking. I would love to work for Bank of America in customer service.
You know, I could tell you, you could probably manifest that. That's a large company and organization, and I feel like there'd probably be branches that you could, you know, even remote work, depending on your circumstances. But I do feel like that's going to be something to pay attention to. So as you're looking out and talking to people, and if someone's saying that they just left the bank, they might have some good advice for you. They may have some good contacts or leads for you or opportunities.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and I appreciate your kindness. And
absolutely.
I've been very upset about cataract surgery, but I have so much going for me. I have great insurance, and my primary care doctor was immediate in who she recommended. She even consulted with another cataract surgeon who retired, and he recommended this woman named Bonnie.
And not to interrupt you, but my spirit guides are shaking their head yes to do it. Yes, consider it. Yes, get it done. That's how it's being shared. And I don't normally talk about medical procedures other than to tell people, go see your doctor and see what they say, you know, trust the medical experts. But should you elect to do that, I feel like you're going to be satisfied in the big picture of it. Literally, you'll be able to see better.
Well, I do.
You won't get headaches.
Well,
you know?
I get results far beyond what I dream of on that.
Far beyond is a hard word to kind of respond to on that. I would say that you're going to be satisfied. And being satisfied is well enough for a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if the dream I had is connected to the surgeon, but she is a beautiful Hispanic lady.
Yeah.
Very successful.
You got precognitive stuff. Your precognitive stuff, like Andy was mentioning, you have like different gifts. You got precognitive stuff as well. So it would not be out of the ordinary for you to have a precognitive dream about a person that's going to be instrumental working with you going forward. That's something that I find we always have things that happen in our life that we think we try to explain it away when there's synchronistic things that occur. I embrace synchronicity. When you have a dream and then you're having someone that you're being introduced to work with you in the future, and it seems like that's weird, it's odd, it might be connected. I would just say read it for what it is. It's probably a spiritual breadcrumb coming to you to give you knowledge that you're on the right path of things and that you're, I always like to say, spiritually protected. Even if the worst thing you can imagine can happen, likely the outcome isn't going to be that. Like 5 years ago, one of my biggest fears in life would be to have cancer. Well, I had stage one kidney cancer and got out of it. But I was lucky the first time, you know, with this thing. But my point is, you know, sometimes things could be more scarier than they really are. And like having a procedure done that's going to help you maintain your quality of living and even improve it, I think you're going to find you'll be satisfied.
Okay? That's wonderful. Health is a gift, and I will pray for your health.
100%.
And Andy's health and my health.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate you calling into the show and asking your questions. We do have a lot of other callers. I want to make sure we try to get some other people on here as well. But definitely,
of course,
stay positive, because I know you're going to get through these procedures. And we all have anxiety we deal with about different things in life. And sometimes anxiety could be fleeting, and sometimes it could be kind of one of those situations where you're looking like, why was I anxious about that later on? And I would just say that, you know, forward to these things. Don't fear them is what I'm being told to tell you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not just figuratively.
Well, God.
All right.
Well,
thank you so much.
It's a gift to know you. Thank you. God bless.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for your support. Thank you. Andy, we're about at halftime for the show, and I wanted to see if you could share with our audience. If you could share with our audience how they can reach out to you directly, bring up your website and your email or anything else regarding you.
Certainly,
if they want to contact you.
I work at a site called psychicshelpnow.com, and that's psychic with an S, HELPNOW.com. And it's a great site. There's even a university that trains folks how to become psychic and learning about esoteric things, astrology, numerology, et cetera. And that's where I am. And the email is contact@psychicshelpnow.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you know, just reading with you tonight, not where you're reading for me, but like you're reading other people and we're taking these calls. I love to hear your style and approach. Like I can tell you when I work with other psychics and you're describing mm-hmm. things like in the cards or whatever you're picking up on your intuition, I sometimes mm-hmm. get flashes of images through my clairvoyance. And it's interesting.
Right.
It's almost like seeing how we align when we read with different psychics involved.
Totally.
It's something that I find very, very fascinating. So, all right.
I do too.
Right. Thank you. All right. So we have 205. I think we didn't call on a caller yet. Hi, 205. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Hi. Thank you,
Hi,
Jason.
Where are you calling from?
Thank you. I'm calling from Alabama. Thank you both for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to, my birthday is 2673, and the person that I'm asking about, his birthday is 10/31/75. And I want to know his initial is T, and I want to know what do you see a love relationship long term with he and I.
Well, Andy, you want me to go first? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you
no,
want,
no, you're good.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I'm looking at the information, and as you were describing his birthday, and in your birthday. You're very close in age to me, by the way. You know, shout out to Gen X. But your dynamic, I got someone afraid of commitment, someone afraid of being caged or like committed. I got this like caginess from the person, like they don't know how to like communicate effectively or how to express themselves in such a way that they're not holding back part of what they're feeling or their fears or insecurities within themselves. And I know that's not your energy, so I feel like that's coming from him. And so there's something there about if you can somehow have a conversation or a series of conversations and get clarity on your expectations with each other and where you're both headed. Because I actually think you're more of a moderate approach, not rushing into something, but you're very patient and you're very methodical, but you're also very expressive. And I feel like when you're talking or communicating with him, that it could be challenging for the both of you. But I think you can overcome any hurdles as long as you can increase those channels of communication with each other and align yourselves with your expectations. I feel like if you can talk more with each other and a real conversation, not just like talking at each other, but actually being constructive, you may find that there's some things you can clear up with each other, and it will likely bring you two closer. And not that you're distant right now, but people could always improve relationships with anybody. So I don't say that like you're in a state that you need to improve it, but I feel like you are going to move into a direction of doing so. And the other thing too is I'm also picking up timing. When you guys argue, does one of you have to like reflect on it before talking about it, while the other person would like to talk about it right away and get it off their minds or get it off their chest?
Well, that's the thing. We've been knowing each other through passing for about 8 years, and mm-hmm. we connected about a month ago. We've mm-hmm. kind of been out once, but we've mostly talked on the phone. We're supposed to be going out again tomorrow, and so I find him interesting. He was in he was married for a very long time, and mm-hmm. he got a divorce. And I want to say he hasn't told me this, but I've just kind of picked up that it's been, because he hasn't been in a relationship in 2 years, so that's mm-hmm. telling me maybe this is when this divorce happened, because you know he haven't been in a relationship since then. But I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm really interested in him, if he's open.
Yeah, you're both,
and available.
And you're more spiritually open. And I feel like you're spiritually open, and you can sense connections. I'm very sensitive to that too. And you know, you can just connect with someone really well versus someone you have to work at. I think what I'm picking up on between the two of you is there's a chemistry there. There's a path to it. You just have to align yourself. And when you were bringing up that you're going on like a second date together, one of the things I'm picking up on is like, you know, when you put your foot in the water and you kind of put your toe in there and you wiggle it a little bit and then you take it out.
Yes.
I feel like that's what he's doing right now in the dating world for himself. Like you're
okay.
like a new beginning for him. So if you can approach it with that, that might give you some insight on how to work with each other. I'm not saying he's going to like go run away from you, scared and hide. I just think he definitely is putting his toes back into the dating pool, so to speak. But
right.
you two do have a good possibility of increasing your opportunities of developing something strong, because the stuff I was picking up on was like the two of you were like together for a while. So that might be me picking up stuff about your future selves.
Oh, okay.
Nonetheless, though, I think he has a fear of commitment issues, probably because of the divorce, which I didn't know at the time you told me that. But, and also I feel like he's also very independent streak too, coming out of the divorce.
Yes.
So he's been
right.
healing.
Yeah.
He's been healing.
Yes.
So I do think the two of you will have opportunity to really talk about things going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Andy.
Would you kindly repeat your first name and the question?
Patricia. And my name is Patricia, and I just wanted to know, what do you pick up around around myself and T as far as a love relationship long term?
Got it. Okay, let's see. What is the probability for a long term relationship between Patricia and her man of interest? Let's see. Heart, return or growth, delay, change, Cupid. And the change chart is the moon, because that's the satellite or planet or heavenly body that changes most frequently. So in this deck, this is a future card rather than a change card. 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, no longer than 6 months. It says there's Cupid. And that's the 31, by the way, his birthday. So it says you get your heart's desire with his return. You return to one another. That's a bit on delay. And though here in the future, short term and long term, things work out. And I feel that maybe we all have something, but with him, there's something from the original family that just was a little bit off. And I think that that thing sticks with him, and maybe the way that he views relationships, that I think will be resolved in time. But I feel that that is how he sometimes, that bleeds into how he interrelates with you. And I feel that your mind, I know this isn't to do with your relationship per se, but I feel that your mind can race and worry throughout life. Like your mind won't turn off, almost like a computer. And I'm saying that because I'm saying don't sweat this one. I think that there's strong, strong potential for the two of you to go forward together in a nice way. I mean, the heart, the three highest cards in this deck are the heart, the flame, and the star. And the heart led the layout. So I kind of like that layout.
I like it too. Thank right. you so much. I really appreciate that. I thank both of you. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Love and light. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You too. Before you go, I'm going to tell you one thing. I also see you entering a room with, like, really nice piano playing and, like, jazzy music, and you're going to be enjoying yourself at, like, some type of gathering in the summer. So that's something you're going to go into, and I feel like you're going to really enjoy that experience. So that's something positive coming up to tell you about as well.
Oh, my goodness, Jason. I love jazz. So,
yeah, I let
love
the music play,
going
right?
To jazz. Yes.
You're
going to
be doing
it.
Something like that. You might even go with each other, or you're going to be going with some friends or something like that. So keep yourself on the lookout for that, because I'm being told to tell me my spirit guides are saying music, let it, you know, enjoy yourself, because you're going to really enjoy the summer, I feel like.
Okay, I will. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so we have a 516.
Hello,
hi,
Jason
516.
And Andy.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi,
welcome
Jason
to the show.
And Andy. How are you?
Good, good. What's your name?
Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm calling from New York.
I love it. Okay. I'm from Jersey originally.
Thank you.
What's your question for us?
I was temping, and the temp assignment came to an end on March 25th. And I have been looking for work since then. I've been interviewing, and I have been making a lot of great contacts. But just, I've been meeting new recruiters, and there's good opportunities out there. The market is definitely opened, but I'm just not being offered any positions. So I don't know when I'm going to find work, because I really want to find something that I really want to do. So I'm just calling to see when you see me getting work. That's my question.
Okay. All right. Do you want to go first, Andy?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. When is Rosie, I'll just plainly ask, when is Rosie going to find work? Luck. Doubt. Wondering. Wow. This is nice. It says there's luck on it. Don't doubt. Don't wonder. Permanent change is coming, and then there's the flame. So there isn't a time card here. When does this happen? Train, delay, heart. This, okay, within the next month, I would say, there's progress with this, and it says that the marriage, the symbolic marriage, is going to be the pairing between you and this job is going to be as a marriage. In other words, it'll be very fortuitous for you and very uplifting.
Okay.
Okay. What is your, I could briefly look at your cycle if you'd like, if you would
sure.
like to give your birthday.
Sure, it's January 16th, 1976.
Okay, let's see here. 7, 8, 9, 7, 16, 7, 6, 13, 4, 4 life path. Wow, that, you know, that's a nice life path to be born under, for sure. 7, 8, 6, 14, 5, and you're in a year of 5. 1, 5, and 7 kind of get along in the way that I look at numerology, and you're born on a 7-day reduced. And you also have a touch of intuition within you. And I think
correct.
That you also have a gift of seeing the future when you sleep, and that, you know, whether it's good or bad, things come through. And I think you're going to find something this summer.
Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
Your mind never turns off and it races, but that's a good thing because you're always kind of on it. Yeah.
Okay.
See?
All right. I'll just say a couple things, Rosie. When you were just talking with Andy, I write down stuff, and first thing I'm getting is don't give up. It's like the same thing he was telling you. My spirit guides are telling me to take. Don't give up. New beginnings are happening. You're going to get better pay than you've expected. You also, they're being told to tell me that your talents and abilities and prior like work experience, and I feel like you have like some skill sets that sometimes you discount within yourself, that's going to actually help you make things pan out for yourself and new opportunities. So I'm being told to tell you have confidence on all the stuff that you've put into the thing with your work experience, and to know that there's also something about a creative talent that you have. So you may get creative downloads. Like when I started doing my podcast, that's when I learned I had creative stuff that flowed within me that I always ignored. And I think you have something that is under the surface, because I also feel like towards the summer, you're going to have this new position that leads you in other areas, like being introduced to really interesting people and just having new beginnings. But the other thing is you're going to gain an awareness of your own talents, strengths, and abilities in a way you've never had before. So that means you're going to probably mm-hmm. be given some challenging situations in a new work environment and excel at it because yes. of your life experience and your skill set. And you have the personality right. type to be very successful in what you're doing and what you're endeavoring to do. And I feel like that's going to not only lead you into a new position, but you're going to eventually move up, because that's where the better pay is coming from. And people in the new job are going to recognize you in ways you were never recognized previously, because I feel like you worked hard, but you didn't always want to get the recognition. So you'd work hard to prop the thing up. But, you know, in going forward right now, it's going to pan out for you. And I feel like you're going to get your just deserved sort of thing. You're going to mm-hmm. finally feel the accolades of all the efforts you put in over the years.
Yes. Jason, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So thus far, there are two positions right now that look really good. I haven't heard really much about it. One is just brand new, so I'm hoping I can get an interview with that. And then one, I already had an interview, so I'm hoping that something will come to fruition. So is it with any of these two positions? Like, when do you see something occurring for me?
Yeah. I'm going to go and say, like, next 3 to 5 week range, but I feel like that you'll get this new opportunity. I feel like when you were asking about that, I was getting an image of, like, the rearview mirror versus, like, looking forward when you're driving, and I feel like this opportunity I'm picking up on is still ahead for you. Not far ahead. It's just that I'm not saying you're not going to get these offers, but I feel like the job that I see you taking is coming up right around the horizon, like July-ish.
Okay. Is there any names or anything associated with that, or like any industry? And by the way, just to give you guys like a little information, I'm trying to get a job as like an executive assistant or an administrative assistant. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, interesting when you ask that question, one of the images I got are like the waves. You know, when you look at like an aquarium and they'll have the wave, like the symbol of the waves, there might be something like that
yes.
with an entity you're working with.
A wave.
That's
okay.
what my...
Yeah.
So if you look
is
at the logo, there might be some type of wave in the logo, or there's something with like beach waves or something. I don't know. That's like something with company profile I got in response to your question.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you guys.
I really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
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 I love when callers call in. It's just like you get to hear so many different scenarios and situations.
Yeah.
And,
never a dull moment. I love it.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have a 520 number.
Oh, hi.
Hi, 5.
Hi, thank
hi,
you.
Hi, 520. Welcome to the show. May I ask what your name is
thank
and
you.
Where you're calling from?
Lisa from Phoenix. And I'm so happy to speak with you. Thank you.
Where are you from, Lisa?
Phoenix, Arizona. United
oh, Phoenix. Okay.
States of Arizona. Or United States
perfect,
of America.
Well, welcome to
Planet
the
show. Earth.
One of my favorite places, Sedona, is in Arizona. I have some good friends who live out there. Love that place.
Oh, yeah.
What's your question for us, if you have one?
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering, do you see anything in my life that's going to be tied up in a pleasant, positive way legally within the next, from now until the end of the year.
When you say tied up in a, yeah, that's a little confusing as a question.
Come to a conclusion.
Oh, you
thank
mean
you.
Wrap up, you mean?
Yeah.
Like wrap
thank
up?
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you, yes.
Andy, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Yeah, I could do that. Would you kindly mention your name again? I didn't quite catch it.
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, let's see. Is the legal situation that Lisa's asking about, will this be resolved in a way that she would like male communication, house, that could be family, comfort, and future? You know, the legal card isn't here. Delay isn't here. Frustration isn't. This shows that going forward, there's a male energy helping you around the hand of business, and that could be legal. And then a house that can be business, family, and definitely pertain to that which is legal. And then the last two are future and then comfort. So I feel good about that. And I would say that, what is your date of birth?
9/20.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't get your date of birth.
Oh, September 20th.
Oh, okay. Let's see, 9/2/11/2/6/8. Okay. You're in a cycle of eight. Eight. We look at the eight as the symbol, which is eight. It's originally the sign of infinity stood upright. It's a karmic number. And so what comes in must go out and vice versa. So this is, you could call it a financially oriented year, generally. And this is a nice layout for something that would be resolved in a nice, meaningful way. The absence of the legal card doesn't indicate that something legal won't be resolved. But I would say yes to your answer. I'm feeling good about that. And you're very, you have an intuition about you too, I feel, like an empathic thing. For lack of an empathic gift, I would call it.
Yeah, thank you.
Meaning you feel energy off folks.
Yeah, thank you.
Lisa, so a couple things I'll say. The legal thing does conclude. I had images of you signing paperwork in like a conference room, and I feel like you were satisfied about it. So I don't know if that's resolving the paperwork for the lawsuit or if you're basically signing something and you're happy about it. So the only thing I'll say, because it gets resolved, I have that twice here on the paper, I mean. One said gets resolved and legal thing concludes. And then I got the word slight delay, but not meaning more than probably 30 to 45 days from the time frame you might think of now is going to be something that it's not even your fault, and it's not the other side. It's not the legal part of it. If there's something delays from outside of you guys, like almost like there's a backlog and a docket, or you know if you're trying to negotiate it or mediate it, or there might be a delay in this third party thing, but it's not going to be. Don't get too stressed about it because it does get resolved, and I feel like it's towards the end of the year.
Wow, thank you so much.
And you know what? As I just said that, and I said at the end of the year, if it falls into January 2023, don't get too like antsy about it, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you. Thank,
Thank
you so much.
You. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Bye.
863. Hi, 863. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Hi, Jason. This is
Hi,
Julia from Florida. Can
Hi,
you
Julia.
Hear me?
Welcome to the show. Yeah, I hear you fine.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in.
Yay.
Hey, Julia.
Thank you. Well,
what's your question?
The reason I'm calling is I'm calling to see if there are any insights around moving. It would be to move closer to family, and what is my daughter lives in Kansas, and my mother and I live here, so we would be moving there, but then she's thinking that her and her husband and daughter might be moving to Springfield, Missouri, which is only like 3 hours away from where she lives now. But so it's just, you know, trying to figure out the bits and pieces and, you know,
okay.
when I should go or stay or, you know.
Let me go first, Andy. I can
yeah,
go real quick. Okay. couple of things I'll say, Julia. You are going to move. It is going to work out. And sometimes, you know, the daunting task of having to move somewhere or change residences and everything that goes along with that is one of the major life stressors we all dread. And I'm going to tell you not to dread the move. I feel like it's going to go smoother than you anticipate. And I also feel like you're going to know sometime this year about things get clarity with your daughter and where she's lining up and what you're going to be doing and your mom, I think you said. Like, you're going to have all these pieces of the puzzle come together. I had literally an image of you. I'm not saying you do puzzles, but I had an image of you putting like a 100-piece puzzle set or whatever, you know, fitting that last piece in. To me, that represents that everything gets handled with this and you are going to be satisfied in the end about it. So, and the other thing is break it into small parts and pieces. So instead of looking at the daunting task of moving, you know, break down yourself into little lists of things. Like, my mom loves to do that, or friends I know do that. And I feel like that's going to help you also with staying on top of the challenges associated with the process of moving, because it can be very tiring. And okay. I also feel like if you have like any like exhaustion, or if you find yourself tired, I'm being told to tell you, just, you know, when you go for annual physicals or whatever, find out if you're overdue for a physical with your doctor. I'm not getting anything serious. I'm getting just like, it might be hormonal, it might be something you just have to do dietary, but if you do find yourself fatigued or tired, then you're going to take steps to advance that you're not going to be feeling as tired going forward as well. So there's something you're going to do to treat that, if that's something you're dealing
with. Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because I literally just had that. I literally just had my physical, and I like did blood work for it today. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, that's why it's popping up. Right on point there. The spirit guides are telling me to share that with you because they want you to pay attention to your health, but not be alarmed about it. And just like I had diverticulitis and had surgery to remove it, there's things you can do within your health life that you're gonna be able to correct things or feel better about yourself.
Okay, good. Well, there's one other part to the move is our landlord where we live now. He gave us a notice that, number one, he's going to raise the rent next year, and he's going to require a new 12-month lease. So that's the other part to the puzzle is, you know, trying to, you know,
you're going to be able to
have everything sort of.
I got you. Yeah, I got you navigating all that. I don't see that impacting you.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I was about to ask, Julie, what is your date of birth?
September 16th. 1961.
Let's see. 9/7/16/7. 8/9/6/15/6. Wow. Okay. 6, born on a 7 day. And I wanted to see the yearly cycle. So 7/9/16/7. 6/13/4. Well, you're in a year of 4. That's definitely a year of, it can be, amongst other things, a year of finance and business. Is there another question regarding, and by the way, you're quite intuitive. I think I've said that to a couple of other callers, but when I feel it, I feel it, and I think you're over the top intuitive. But what else were you wondering about this move?
Well, it's funny you mentioned finances because, you know, finding affordable housing and, you know, the expense of a move in general is a big concern, so.
Let's see. Is Julia going to, what kind of obstacles will Julia have going through this move? Luck, return or growth, comfort, and a business or friendship, house. You're going to be fine. The 3 is here as a time card that can symbolize the 3rd month, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, pointing to an important part of the process in which you're undergoing. But you're going to be fine. And whenever I see maybe a malefic like the snake or the rat or the lightning or the mice, rather, then those are warning cards, and none of them are here. In fact, when I see, conversely, if I see the luck, the 3-leaf clover, that means that it's maybe extra beneficial or helpful. So I think you're going to be fine. I know you are.
Yay. Well, thank you both so much. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Andy. I'm sorry.
I'll just add one other thing to tell you. One other thing is I got bingo cards, card games, bingo, board games, like an activity center. Wherever you're moving to is going to have like a new social thing that you're not expecting or thinking about that's going to like make you feel better connected to a larger community of your peers. So to me, that represents you'll be more social and wherever you're moving to, and that there's things that kind of feel stagnant where you've been in your past right now, and you're not going to feel so stagnant about things or just feel like you're, you know, I feel like when I wake up some days during the pandemic, I just felt, you know, and a lot of people talk about that.
Yeah.
You have those days where you just feel, and you got to do self-care and, you know, get through it. I feel like you're not going to have those kind of thoughts in the new spot you're moving to. And I feel like you'll be more active,
oh,
and I
awesome.
Feel like you'll also, you're going to socialize, and there's going to be some connections you make with some good friends and some people that you'll find some satisfaction with.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's definitely been a missing piece in my life for quite a while now. So this is exactly what I need and exactly what I need.
That's
what
I see.
So thank you both. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yay.
Appreciate
I'm ready
it.
For
you're
good
welcome.
Stuff.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia.
All right.
Have
a great
blessed
night,
day.
Guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Andy, I don't know what your time looks like, but I might add just a couple extra minutes and try to take one or two extra calls.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm
we
good.
Have a lot.
I'm
I mean,
fine.
If you're cool with that,
yeah, totally.
I was going to check with you, see if we could take a few extra callers here, because there's a I feel blessed that we have so much support for the show and all these people are calling
yeah,
in.
Definitely.
I just want to make sure if we can try to do that. So, okay. I mean,
well,
see,
I'm a few states
go right
away from my lady friend and I have nothing to do, so right now.
No worries. I just figured if we could do that for a couple extra minutes, it might be benefit to our audience.
Oh, yeah.
Here, we go. 631. Hi, 631. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, and do you have a question for Andy?
Hello?
Yeah, there's an echo going on 631. You need to turn down the sound or something.
Is that better?
Hello, 631? Yeah, that's better. Okay, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Hey, how are you? Suffolk County, New York.
Okay, what's your name?
Greg.
What's your question for Psychic Andy and myself?
You know, I'm just trying to work on my career right now. I have a few things going on. I just want to see maybe if you could feel any sort of direction that I'm going towards, I guess.
Sure.
Okay.
I'd love to look at that. Would you mind giving your date of birth? I look at things in different ways, and that's one of them.
I'm sorry, say that again? I couldn't really hear you.
Oh, yeah. Do you have your birth date? That would help me give you information about what's coming up.
Yeah, 11-23-93.
Oh, right outside Scorpio and Sag.
Yeah.
11-23-53. Did you say?
1993.
93. Okay. Let's see. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 3, 11, 2. 2 born in a 5 day. Okay. 5, 6, 7, 6, 13. Wow. Second caller in a row in a year of 4. Let's see. Tell us what Greg's going forward, what he will expect in this area of life. He's of great importance. Female. And a business. Let's see here. Well, it says to be patient, and not to the degree that you can be patient, to be patient and to not overthink things, because I think you can be worrisome about things sometimes. And it's interesting, the 3 is present as well as the 11. I don't think things are going out until the 11th month, but within the next 3 months, there's a woman who's influential around you who will help in this manner, take you where you want to go. And I would also say that I would say, especially for you, not to overthink things, because I feel that your mind, like mine, can be on 24-hour, very difficult to turn off, but things are fine here. The snake in this regard doesn't symbolize anything that's malefic in this going toward your goal. It's more anxiety or patience that you'd have to exhibit, but I think you're going to find what you're looking for sure.
Okay. You know, I have to open up with something. I just got out of a long 3-year relationship and also a engagement, so I feel like a lot of those anxieties have been kind of derived in that regard. So I'm not sure if you've been picking up on that or if that was more like career-related.
Yeah, this is career-related for sure.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Was there something you wanted to ask about the relationship or that sector of life?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, sort of.
Okay. What did you want to ask about that?
just what the future kind of holds for me in a way, if, you know, what I'm looking for is actually going to happen. I don't know.
Okay. Tell us about Greg's romantic life going forward at this time. Luck. Anchor. That's forward movement. By definition, comfort. Return. Mail. Okay. You know, I would say this. There's a return of someone to another, and let's see, what else to expand on this? Success. Bride and groom. Group. New beginning. That's an interesting layout. This shows a very positive coming together between partners within the next while. And October is here, so there could be something monumental that happens or important that happens in October between yourself and another.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not seeing danger, or not danger per se, but
right.
A warning symbolism here.
Oh, really?
So I hope that helps. What are you feeling toward him or toward his situation? Jason?
I'm just kind of like at a loss with the whole. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, Greg, I was going to tell you a couple things. I was taking notes as you were talking and picking up stuff. So even though I'm quiet, I'm still picking things up. As you asked your question about career, I got three different opportunities coming to you over a span of a certain period of time that you're going to get to choose from. I also got that you've been putting things in place for quite some time and that they're going to finally come and flourish for you. So for job prospects and career opportunities and moving forward, there's been things in the past that weren't you, but someone external that held you back in certain ways from achieving your goals and what you wanted to do. And I feel like going forward, you're going to be more open to allowing yourself to do things that you may have restricted yourself from doing in the past. Cause I see you around like different groups of people. I saw you in an organizational setting. It could be a larger corporate environment, or it could be like an organization or something you get involved with. So there's going to be things that you're going to be doing going forward where you're expanding your footprint, your networking, your satisfaction within yourself. When you brought up the fact that you've been going through relationship changes and stuff, I have to tell you that you're finding yourself right now. And what I mean by that is your awareness of what you're going to really be happy about going forward in your life. The relationship that you went through created some struggles for you to maintain trust of others.
Yep.
And I feel like your inner healing that you've been going through since this has all been happening, because it's been some time, you go up and down. I know that feeling because I relationship a couple years ago myself, you're going to see you're more resilient than you could even realize, and that your resiliency gets you through any of your personal struggles and anxieties that you deal with, but it also lines you up, because I feel like the things you've been putting into place, I got an image of a squirrel, you know, harvesting nuts for the winter. Like, you're going to get through these upheavals and these struggles, but when you get on the other side, you're going to see the awareness and wisdom you've gained. And it's going to give you that clarity. And that's why I said you're finding yourself right now. You're healing. You're growing. And if people, like, I know, like, people ask me if when I'm single, like, I'm dating myself. Meaning, like, I'm getting to know myself so that next relationship I'm in is going to be that much better. And I feel like, you know, it's all about your paradigm, how you look at it, how you view it, how you approach
exactly.
it. And sometimes the what-if thoughts we all dread and worry about aren't going to be the worst-case scenario. So it's like, you could worry about something happening that's never going to happen, or you could try to categorize it as saying it's likely not going to happen and treat it like a weather forecast, you know?
Right.
And not
exactly.
let it impact you. And I also even see
right.
your mental health improving. You're going to be happier going forward. You're going to be balanced. I feel like you're going to be taking personal trips, nature, travel. I see you might even pick up a hobby like, you know, taking pictures, photography, or doing stuff creatively for yourself. You have other passions that you can align and utilize. So I would, you know, keep that in mind.
I got to tell you were so spot on. That was amazing what you just said. Everything was just so accurate to, like, how I'm feeling. And I feel like I don't even, like, tell anybody anything. And that's just – you literally just piece it all together. It was crazy.
Well, the other thing I want to tell you, too, is that's the part that, as you just said that, my spirit guides interrupted almost to tell you, like, don't doubt yourself or don't put yourself in the light of your mind. You're going to get past a lot of this stuff, and you're going to find your new partner you wind up with, because I see you with someone new, is going to be somebody you bring balance to, and they bring balance to you. So wherever there's prior
awesome.
Imbalances and lack of trust and lack of satisfaction, you're going to have greater balance going forward.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for saying that.
You're welcome. Yeah. And you may even get like an extra license or something, like take an online course to get certified with something? Because I also see that too as self-improvement. Your personal development, you're going to be doing stuff with that too.
Yeah, my OCN I'm trying to get, exactly. It's like an online certification once I finish everything.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Nice, man. I can't wait. I'm really, like, focused. And I feel like you're right. I am more clear-minded, you know, from all of this, what happened.
It gets better. It gets better. Trust me.
Thank you. I feel like I really needed to hear that.
No worries. No worries. Thank you.
I was going to say,
thanks for supporting the show.
Still there?
Go ahead, Andy.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just feel that you're quite – I've mentioned this – the number of folks who have called tonight, and not everyone is. Maybe we all have that to a degree, but I feel that you are quite psychic. And I also feel that at the core of who you are, you're very kind-hearted. You're very sensitive, more than many, and kind-hearted. And I would even say put the ideal of love above most things. And you know, some people enjoy dating casually till they're old and gray, let's say, as I am a little bit. But you want love, and it's there, so it will.
Yeah.
And what you want, you're going to get. That's what I just heard. Over the lines.
Mm-hmm. It really is so nice to hear that, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for calling into the show. Appreciate your support.
Yeah, well,
and,
thanks for talking
with
me. Thank you so much, guys. Really means a lot.
You.
Take care, man.
You too. I appreciate it.
You.
Have a good night, guys.
Mm-hmm. You too. What a way to spend a Friday, right? We get to talk
right,
to really
right.
cool people around the country. And,
yeah,
and,
totally.
And give them some guy. I love this stuff. That's why I love what I do, what we do. You know,
right? Well, I'm a social butterfly, and I think you are too. Too. So.
All right, 631. Welcome to the show.
How do you take it off mute? Oh, hello?
Hello? You're off mute right now. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear
you. Hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling
Hi,
from?
Jason.
And if you give us your name and a question. How you doing?
I'm Deanna from New York.
Hi, Deanna. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
what's
Deanna.
Your question for
us? Thank you so much for having me. Actually, you were just speaking to my brother. So,
oh, really?
We're both going through something right now this past month, almost identical to, it's just crazy. Big breakthroughs, like up total upside down our lives, but I don't know where I stand, what my outlook is like. I have some health issues that I just found out about. I just bought a house and life is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What, if you could boil down to a specific question or two, what did you want to maybe ask about?
I guess what, I really don't know. I feel so lost. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, what should I do? I feel so, like, lonely. And, you know, I recently broke up with my ex that I was with for 3.5 years. And I'm just, you know, by myself, and, you know, I have my daughter, and it's pretty sad. I'm very sad. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I try to look for a hobby. I try to go to the gym, but work takes over, and then my health issue, and it's just like dragging me down, you know?
Well, let me just generally ask, what should she, Deanna do at this time for let's say, self-care in that area of life? Let's see.
Right,
what?
Self-care.
Cash, patient card, spirit. Well, the spirit's here. It says you're divinely guided and divinely protected. To be patient, there's luck on the financial card is here. That's always nice to see. Three leaf next to the cash card. So it shows that financial things in a general layout kind of way, those specific to you, would be good. And the patient card is here. Though I don't get into medical per se, I can discuss it in a sense. The patient card is surrounded by the card of protection and cash. That tells me that if there's something there, it would be overcome. I would say self-care is a good idea. Would you mind if I ask about your birthday, when that is?
Yeah, March 1st.
Okay, which year? Your Chinese year or year of birth?
It's in 92.
Oh, okay. Seven last pass, one day, three, four, five, three, four, six, ten, one. Wow, this is a nice cycle. You're in a number one cycle, day, month, plus current year, added, reduced to one number. This is a new beginning cycle for you. And you're born on a number one day. So that tells me that this is a fresh start launch for you, especially in September this year. I also feel that you, when you sleep, you dream things that are prophetic. Not everyone does, but you dream the future sometimes when you sleep at night or whenever you sleep. Your mind tends to go to race, as some people have that. Mine does sometimes too. I would say this, that let's expand on this. What does she mean to know? Tell us. In the beginning, there's number one, the sun, the willpower, comfort, ending old things, beginning new things, overcoming the obstacles, train. This is saying to not only exercise self-love, but it's also saying to evolve. If there's an area of life where you need to tie up loose ends, it's saying that you're going toward doing that, and to do that is a good thing. Is there anything relationship-wise you wanted to mention?
I mean, I feel like I had to do the right thing by leaving, like, my best friend. But I know it's, like, for the better for both of us. But it's hard, you know, because that was, like, my other half. But there was no going back, you know. And I'm not an independent person, so I feel like I'm always needing to, like, be in a relationship and, you know, to actually leave someone. It was hard. It's hard, you know.
Well, plus you're Piscean, which means over-the-top emotions sometimes, you know. But what are you feeling off for, Jason?
You know, couple things I'll say. Yeah, Peebles, you referenced earlier. My spirit guides are saying that you're on a mission right now, in the sense you may not realize it sometimes, but you're on a mission to, like, upgrade your life. And so with the self-care thing, it's so funny because before, at the, around the same time that Andy said the word self-care, I had it written on the paper with a circle around it, which means that's, like, where you need to look at right now for yourself. And I understand being lonely because I know during this pandemic there were so many people who were lonely, and it was horrible, right? And, you know, loneliness can only go so far in a state of mind, and your resiliency is there, and I don't see you staying lonely very long, put it that way. And sometimes when you get rid of even your better half that you feel like you're still connected to this person, I'm being told to tell you that you did the right thing for the right reason, and that you can't look at it with a certain level of regret or guilt. You're going to heal past a lot of that, okay? And the other thing is, when a door closes, a window opens. So to me, that reflects a different message I'm getting for you to tell you advice-wise, that yes, some things have to end before you free other parts of your life that come into the fruition later. You got to wait for it to zoom in, you know, like it's almost like a Polaroid picture when you take the picture back from the past and you got to, like, let it develop. I'm being told to tell you, don't evaluate your life right now, big picture wise, by what you're going through right now. This is just a state of flux. This isn't your permanent life thing at all, and that you are going to have new love in your life, actually, when you're ready for it. Sometime next year, though. I think you're going to be healing through the course of this year. And I also think you're going to find that you're going to be more confident in your own footprint, so to speak. You're going to be happy a few months down the road. You're doing a lot of work right now for healing yourself, and you're going to have clarity on some other things from your prior relationship that might help you with certain decisions you made that you feel guilty about or that you may think you have some residual regret with. And I'm just going to tell you that everything I'm picking up is showing that the new things that come in are going to replace the old things that weren't working for you. The old relationship, old mindset, old viewpoints. These things are all going to change, and you're not going to have anything haunting you going forward. So basically, self-care, if you could focus on things right now that you were never able to do when you were in a relationship with someone else, you know, your bucket list, things you're passionate about, whatever it is, focus on some of that right now. Not all of it, but some of it, because from your passion, you can actually heal yourself in ways you don't realize. You know, and that's something that's important. You gotta start looking at yourself in the sense that if you were your own stock, you'd want your stock to go as high as possible. And for, and the self-love is going to be so growing there that the more self-love you apply to yourself and understanding yourself better and not feeling, you know, that you've made some mistakes. We all make mistakes. We learn. We're not making mistakes. We're learning. But you're going to find going forward that a lot of the things you've been burdened by aren't going to be burdening you in the new part of your life. It's like a new chapter. And also, when you first called in, it was 22 minutes and 22 seconds left when you were talking about something that I felt synchronistically the universe is telling me as a sign there to say,
wow,
with those numbers aligning like that during your question, that the fear that you have associated with certain things in your life aren't going to happen, that the anxiety you deal with on certain other things are going to be manageable for you going forward, and that you're not going to feel isolated, lonely, or sad like 2 months from now even. So,
wow. 22, the master number. Yeah.
22. Yeah. I feel very
relieved. And that came
really
up during
right
the reading
now.
Just now. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And your energy is beautiful, by the way. You have a comforting energy to you. And I would highly recommend that if you could comfort other people through your own passions, to look into that. If it means being an advocate, empowering people, mentoring people, or doing things that, you know, you feel worth in ways that money can't give you that, or
mm-hmm.
anything negative in your thought could be flushed through when you have an increased meaning and purpose in your life.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely see that as an omen, too.
You
yeah,
have that.
At 22.
You have that, like, you have these talents, and you have these talents that lie within you that you're are going to be unlocking going forward. And that's what this is all about. You're on a journey right now because you're unlocking parts of yourself that you were never able to nurture and do, and that's what the rest of this year is going to represent. You're going to try new things. You're going to meet new people. You're going to, you know, unstick yourself from old mindsets and viewpoints that have been holding you back all this time. It's a period of discovery and growth, starting out with anxiety because you're coming out of the past. But it's not going to stay like
true.
That.
True. Yeah, it's a little anxiety, but I feel free. I feel like I'm able to do things that I want to do now. And yeah,
you know,
I totally
you know that
agree.
Song, Michael Bublé? There's a song, Michael Bublé, that just came out. It's like from many years ago, Nina Simone. Feeling good? Go play that for yourself
yeah.
and go for a walk. And you'll
I
feel
will.
The freeness of it all. I trust me. I did it the other day. It's very, very freeing. So
I will do that.
Play both of
wow.
them.
And I also feel that you go ahead.
Go ahead, Andy. You're talking. It's just echoey. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was just, I'm feeling offer that you... You feel people's energy pull toward you or pull away from you, and that'll continue
yeah.
to help you in life for a long, 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 long time.
I couldn't agree more. Yes, I do feel that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with it.
Well, hang in
thank
there.
Thank you.
Between you and your brother, hang in there and hang out together and do things, and you can get yourself through these difficult times by commiserating with each other. You both called
absolutely.
In on our show tonight. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
So,
and now we have time to hang out and
yeah.
Yeah.
There's blessings in everything that happened. Like I have two parrots and they're my blessings through these pandemic years we went through, and I feel like
wow.
there's a blessing under your nose and sometimes you don't always see it. So
mm-hmm.
that's the gratitude thing we all talk about. So and it was just 12:12 on the recording, so there's your synchronicity further indication for you.
Another one.
So in other words,
wow.
there's 12 minutes and 12 seconds left that I added. But basically at this point of reference, while we're talking, is another confirmation that's showing me to tell you that.
My mom always says those numbers, just watch the numbers and things like that. It's funny.
Angel numbers. Pay attention to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're cross-cultural,
okay.
and they it's mathematics. They don't lie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You're going to have good stuff. I'm excited for you guys. I think you should take a trip somewhere. That's a road trip. It doesn't have to be flying out. You take a road. I just got back from California with my best friend. We were out there for 6 days. And I'm telling you, when I feel rejuvenated coming back from that trip after not traveling anywhere for 2 years, barely leaving my house for 2 years, because, you know, I was like the whole COVID thing like everybody else. I'm like, I needed that trip. I was with nature, and I really, like, flushed through any
yeah.
negative feelings I had about the past.
Yeah, change of scenery. Sometimes you just need it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm being told to tell you to consider that, too.
And you're a
plan,
nature
plan
lover beyond most people.
Hmm?
Well, I said, I feel, this may sound general, though it's not, I feel that you are, whether it's sunsets or greenery or lushness, you are drawn to nature more than many people. You're a nature
lover.
You should
see all the plants I have.
Yeah.
And the flowers, even at my cubicle
especially
at work.
Especially the water. Especially the water.
Oh,
the
my
ocean.
God. I go camping. I'm going camping in a week and a half. I'm obsessed with the beach, water, outside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my happy place.
It's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling into the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. This really lifted my spirits, and it's true. Like, I feel like I can... You know, I'm going through that little anxiety phase, and then I feel like I'm actually going to be able, like you said, like a bucket list. I have things, like, I can do it. I feel like I'm going to pull myself out of this. So thank you for that
You're
reminder.
Definitely pulling yourself out of it. I don't. All those things that I see you're doing coming up, you're going to be pulling other people out of it, too.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Have a
good night. Andy, we'll have time for one more call, and that'll be it, I think. We're running low, so if that's good with you. Okay, perfect.
For sure.
So, excellent. So we have a 610 number here. Hi, 610. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, 610.
Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling in. Hi, this is Jason. Thank you for calling in. Can I have your name, and if you have a question for Andy and myself.
Sure. My name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Sonia.
Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
How are things in Pennsylvania
you cut out.
Tonight?
Hello?
Yeah, you're calling from Pennsylvania, you said?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Cut
Hello?
Out for a second. That's why I make sure we can hear
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your question first?
My question was about career. I recently started, in April, a new job, a great company, and I just wanted to see what you're picking up from me at this new place.
Okay.
You
want to go first,
well, let's see.
You want to go first?
Okay. Let's see. Tell us what she has to expect, what Sonia has to expect going forward in this job. Wondering, quickness, luck, opportunities, new directions, anchors away. Well, you know, this is an interesting layout because it says you're wondering about it, clearly, obviously. But it says quickly going forward, there are opportunities and new directions that are there. So whether, I know it may sound strange that you just took something and maybe there's something else on the horizon, but this is saying that if you stay there, that's a good thing. But it's also saying with the anchor next to the group card, that's the job pull card. And it's basically saying to maybe in the next month or two to look around and there is something that may be equal or better for you going forward. Though it's not saying to leave. It's saying just if you have that push to maybe do that. What is your date of birth?
2/15/70.
2/15/70. Oh, you're the dog. Okay, you're the tiger. So I get it. Dog, tiger, horse, get along in Chinese. So that's 2/6/8/9/7/16/7. So 2/6/8/6/14/5. This is a beautiful cycle. You're a 7 life path, meaning your day, month, and year add up to 25, reduced to 7. And you're going in through right now through a year of 5, 1/5, and 7. Get along. So this is... This will prove to be a fortuitous cycle in certain ways. And I'm saying perhaps consider things that other opportunities in the next maybe 2 months. But is there a specific part of the job experience you wanted to ask about at your place?
Well, I'm really surprised when that came up because it was pretty hard to get into this company, and it's a dream job that I never thought they would even call me back. But they selected me over maybe God knows, over 50, 60 candidates, maybe 100. And it was a very lengthy process. I even had to do a test. Mm-hmm. And the feedback I've been given by one of my peers is that, you know, you're doing great. You know, so, you know, I'm just looking to stay here. That's all.
Because, well, I always say if it feels right,
awesome.
Stick with it.
Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, my outlook is that if it feels right, stick with it. Though the universe is saying, if something comes up and there could be something out there, it's saying that this branches into something else. So I would say stay the course, but also consider the idea, at least something else. And your intuition will guide you. You're highly intuitive. What are you feeling off the job sort of situation?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. Interesting. I am going to echo some of the stuff Andy said just from my own information as I was writing stuff down and listening to you talk. Your energetic vibration tells me you're going to enjoy the job you're at now. But in March of next year, for some reason, I got 2023 at first, but then March of next year, someone's going to offer you an opportunity in another entity or corporation or another place. And it's interesting because when you were talking about how your dream, this is your dream job, I get that. But I feel like there's going to be another person that comes to you in the future based on your reputation or your relationships with people that it's going to be an offer. And they'll probably match it, by the way. But I got the offer is going to be for higher pay, better experience and benefits. And it, you would be making in 2023, I see you taking trips and traveling for leisure more than you've had in a while. So to me, that shows that you know, the things you're doing right now, not being as focused on the position, but the decisions you've been making are like stepping stones leading you to a better path overall in your career. And that you're going to be surprised with your own like aptitude and your excel, how you excel and the things you're going to achieve. It's going to open your eyes up a lot and show your worth even more than you realize now. So that's what I see. I see a period of growth. I see you being challenged, but overcoming challenges, being able to excel in your job. They will continue to like you at your current job, but then someone's going to come out of the blue and offer you another opportunity to at least look at. So I would say, but then I also feel like your current job would increase it to keep you too. So that's, you know, your double validation, so to speak.
Right, right. I mean, like I said, I can't complain about the pay at all or benefits. And it's funny to say travel because, I mean, it's funny
better.
To say you
better
said
benefits and better pay.
Right. It's funny if you say we're traveling because they're paying us to go to a fabulous destination in the fall. And then at the end of the year, mm-hmm. I think they go to Europe and they take everyone. I mean, so you can imagine what type of company it is.
It's going to be a fun time. I'm not saying the current job is in any way negative. I'm just saying you're going to be – don't be surprised if at March next year you get some opportunity that you're like, wow, where did this come from? Like, how did these people know who I was? Or there's going to be something like that comes to light, and you're going to look at it, evaluate it, take it to your current company, and I feel like they're going to match it, and you'll have the choice to stay or go to the new thing. But I think you're going to likely stay, but you're going to at least have that value, that worth, that validation, you know, of what you are doing and the ways that it benefits you.
Oh, that's interesting. Are you picking up anything about this new company?
I think the new company that you're talking about, your dream job, I feel like they really want to foster your growth and they want you to be successful and they want you to be a team player.
The company in March, are you picking up anything about that?
Oh, March next year. Yeah, it's a larger entity with more resources. So it's almost like if you went from like, I don't know, I'm trying to use a bad analogy here. You go from one entity and then you wind up at like Tesla or Disney or like a Fortune 500 company kind of thing. I feel like there's something like that. They have name recognition. They've got resources. They've fared well the last few years. And so there's things that they can offer you in their resources, flex time, better insurance benefits, if that's even an issue. But it's going to be a couple of things you're going to look at. And then you'll go back to your current job and be like, hey, I got – it's almost like a talent recruiter or somebody who's like a headhunter. People
that
want
to
help. Yeah, a recruiter, like a lateral move. Like if I go on LinkedIn, I'll have people hit me up about law stuff when I'm really doing more of this stuff. You know, you just got to – you can look at all your options.
Right, right. Okay.
I also wanted to add the group card the group card within this layout can also symbolize staying within and changing departments or positions. So that's another symbolism that this could definitely represent.
I see.
But it's good, whatever it is.
Okay.
Let us know what happens.
Thank you. Yeah,
sure, that means a puzzle here.
I look forward to, you know, hopefully these things come to fruition. And
sure, I'll reach back out. That's the launch of next year, guys. Hopefully you guys are still on
the
phone.
It'll be here.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Andy, we're wrapping up. We still had other callers. I couldn't get to everybody. And even after adding all the extra time of a half hour, which thank you for sticking through that.
My sister said,
keep the show open. Keep the show open. It's Friday night. And if there's people calling on the line that really want some help, anything we can give them, I feel like is well worth those extra minutes. But I thank you for being a trooper and hanging out and doing these with us today, with me today. I really appreciate it.
And I appreciate it.
I'd love to have you come back as a regular thing. We'll have to link up, and we'll definitely do that for sure, because there's no doubt in my mind. I really enjoyed having you on today, and I appreciate it.
Oh, great. Great. I liked being on.
Once again,
and
I was going to say, do you have any takeaways from today's episode that you want to share with our audience?
The takeaway, it was astonishing to me, and I've noticed this in certain cycles on certain days, and there's not necessarily a rhythm astrologically or numerologically that can always define it, but today there was an oversupply. I could even use that word. So many number 7 and number 4 life path people, and I just think that's interesting. I have a friend, for example, whose mother passed. His name's Anthony. His mother passed about a decade ago, and when he feels her speaking to him, he's quite intuitive. He'll see her birthday, 3/4/67, on a license plate or a billboard. So I think that's interesting.
Synchronicity.
I can't tell you what it means.
Absolute synchronicity.
But, synchronicity. You got it. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
To me, those represent breadcrumbs. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed having you on. And, as I said, I'm going to be using my show as a platform to offer these kind of shows for people like yourself, who I have a profound respect for. Happy that we know each other. Grateful that you've read for me over the years and that I can share you with our audience. And our platform is awesome. So we'll plan that out. And I just want to thank you for coming on and sharing your talents today. And I know there's a lot.
Well, thank
you. You're going to have some big opportunities coming up for yourself. You know, the new things you're putting into action right now, you're going to see. Big picture-wise, where you're headed, what you're doing. So it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You mind if I mention the website again where I can be found, or is that posted?
Yeah, please do. Please do. Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's psychicshelpnow.com, and that's psychic with an S. And then on the first page, as the other readers are, and I think it's a great site right now because we have a summer sale. All the readers, I think I'm like $1.49 a minute on there, our readers who are mediums and trance mediums and remote viewers, it goes up to whatever it is per minute, but everyone's 99 cents until, I think, the summer solstice. So,
21st.
Yeah, the 21st. And
Awesome. Though
that may not be the actual summer solstice, it definitely is symbolically for time eternal, 9/21. And there's also a university on the site that teaches and trains people to become psychic if that's their wish or their desire.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I put in our show notes as well.
Oh, okay.
So our audience will be able to go to your site and contact you directly with contact@psychicshelpnow.com. So
that's
great.
That's it.
Well, you know what I want to thank you too, by the way? Like when Kelly Jo comes on my show, Kelly Jo Monahan, she comes on, she's clairvoyant like me, and we read energy a lot, and for you to offer the cards and numerology and astrology and stuff, it's like, it's nice to see different approaches, because I don't do those areas, you know, and they're, it's like esoteric to me a little, since, you know, I don't do tarot cards as much, and I just read energy and do whatever it is I do, but it's nice to have that represented on the show as well, because I like even people listening to the show, if they didn't call in, but they listen to this later, and they'll hear
the way you read versus the way I read, you know, the way we get our information. But then yet we come up with similar things, right?
Right,
and we arrive
right.
at them in totally different ways. But and that's like the beauty of this stuff. Like people have to understand when it comes to being intuitive, everybody's got their own methodologies they utilize, and they also have their own intuition and talents that'll help with tuning in. And that was something I got.
Right, right.
And I appreciate it. So.
Well, right, like the language of the universe, it's arrived at in different ways, but the same way, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I believe, you know, synchronistically, we got introduced to each other to work together, and I'm just appreciating it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, likewise. You're welcome. It was a good night and fun.
Excellent. All right, well, I'm going to conclude this, Andy. I will definitely we'll set up more episodes going forward on a monthly basis, and I look forward to it.
Yeah,
right?
As do Thank I, you. As do I. I love to share the knowledge I have and look forward to the next story or person to read for.
Great. Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. I just want to thank everyone who called into the show today to support the show. I made the unique decision to add minutes to the show, but I felt it was something I'm glad I did. And I'm really happy, and I want to thank Psychic Andy for coming on the show and sharing his gifts and talents with us and perspectives. And there's always a value when you can work with other spiritual practitioners and collaborate together. You know, I feel like we strengthen each other, and we can work with the public and really give a positive perspective on what we can really do ethically as intuitive readers. And that's something I love to do with these episodes. So I appreciate everyone tuning into the show. There's good stuff ahead. I just want to make sure I'll plug myself for a minute, but the new show that I'm producing with my best friend, Megan Kane, who's also a psychic and intuitive, she's my co-host for the new show called Psychic Visions. You've probably heard me speak about it in the past. Well, we're at the point now where we'll be launching that in the next 4 to 6 weeks. So I will definitely be letting our audience know about that. It's signed with Electrocast Media. Megan and I just went out to California to go meet with one of our producers and to we had an awesome time learning additional things about Reiki healing with Athena Bari, who's our first guest on the new show. And I just have so much respect for all our guests that are coming on, and I look forward to it. So that'll be in the works. For now, I will encourage our audience two things. One, go to Instagram and check out at the @ Psychic Visions Podcast on Instagram. We just started a page not too long ago. There's not a lot on there, but that's where we're going to be posting stuff about the show. And in addition, just pay attention to everything. You know, there's really good things ahead for everyone. Hang in there. You know, a lot of the stuff we've been through feels like it's been heavy energy, but everything changes. And I feel like Mercury retrograde just ended. I felt the energy shift today, and I'm going to tell you going forward, as we saw through all our calls, the worries and fears we have are going to truly improve going forward. And don't be too worried about things right now, because tomorrow things could change for the better. So that's how I'm going to end this. Stay positive, because when you're positive, anything's possible. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore. Are you looking for that perfect gift to express your appreciation for your loved one or bestie? Well, look no further. Royal Susie offers one-of-a-kind designs with genuine high-quality crystals, stones, and the most precious of metals, that are guaranteed to satisfy the urges of your inner king or queen. Each piece is handcrafted with love and is sure to inspire and captivate all. Indulge yourself by visiting Royal Susie's website at www.royalsusie.com for splendid items like agate bookends, impressively crystal-studded bottle stoppers, and beautifully handcrafted nightlights that will charm every room in your home. Royal Susie's featured collections will truly delight your guests and always make them feel welcome. Any questions? Contact Royal Susie directly by email at royalsusiedesigns@yahoo.com.
With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices. For the win! Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Electricast. Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage behind the scenes of show business spanning over 4 decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Hey, it's Tim from 50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys, the comedy podcast you had no idea you needed. Join Ben, Jeff, and me as we continue our musical road trip back through the years and around the globe. See, just when you thought all white guys were like Joe Rogan, you come across 3 educators trying to remember when we were cool.
50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys.
Electricast.